Okay, good afternoon. As Fiona said, it's my job to chair the afternoon for the next couple of hours. Obviously, main job, keep these speakers to time, because I'm a great believer you start on time, you finish on time. But I hope through when we get to the question and answer this time, we get an opportunity to also hear your views, not just in terms of asking questions, but your thoughts. Are there any good examples of collecting evidence, things that have worked, or even your thoughts about the whole process? So, as Fiona said, engendering trust in evidence is the theme for this afternoon. And in preparing for this, a number of thoughts came to my mind. The first thing is, what sort of evidence do we need? What sort of evidence is valuable? And indeed, therefore, if we know what evidence is valuable, how do we even start to collect it? Whose responsibility is this? And what's particularly pertinent to this afternoon, what's the most appropriate role for volunteers and voluntary organisations as part of that process? Starting that process, collecting the evidence. Now, I was chief executive at Voluntary Norfolk for 10 years, and in that time, I came across many voluntary organisations who simply said, we can't do this. We don't have the time. We don't have the resources. We've got a day job to do. They may have been the best placed people to identify what the need is, but they just didn't simply have the time and energy to do it. Never mind getting into questions about evaluation. And then the next question I asked myself, well, if the evidence is really that important, and this is a debate I often had with many funders, whose job is it? Is it the job of the voluntary organisations because they know the subject, they can go about collecting that evidence and collect it in the most compelling way? Should they pay for it? Or should it be the funders, the ones who want proof of what that need is and proof of what works? Now, in my time in the voluntary sector, I've both worked in local organisations and national organisations, involved, like many of you from the voluntary sector here today, in putting funding bids together, whether from local councils or from grant-making bodies, both large and small. And inevitably, collecting evidence was a major part of that process. Absolutely essential. But isn't it frustrating that not all funders want the same evidence in the same format? And yet, at the same time, I also worked in local government for many years. And I was responsible for a major grants programme as part of that and sat on the grants panel. And obviously one of the things we had to do from the other point of view was to scrutinise applications to make sure the most effective use was being made of the resources that we had. But I have to tell you, on quite a number of occasions, we would see applications from voluntary organisations that you could see the passion coming through from the volunteers and the organisation, but were singularly lacking in any detail, in any evidence to support that passion. And therefore, the case fell away, no matter how good it was. And since I've been retired, I've been, as it says on the programme notes, I've been co-chair of a delivery board up at the university for a project which has had money from government to fund partnership projects between the university and the wider community. And we've had some interesting debates within that process about what's evidence, what's it based on, how best do you use it. What I'm saying is engendering trust in evidence isn't simple and it isn't straightforward, which is why it will be interesting to hear the views of our speakers this afternoon. I'm not going to give you mini CVs for them, because if you want to know, they're on the back of the programme, so you can find a bit more about us all there. But they've all been involved as funders, commissioners of services, involved in service delivery organisations, so I'm sure they will each have something useful to say. Each one of them will get about 15 minutes or thereabouts to speak. If you absolutely have any burning questions for clarification at a moment, we will deal with them, but I would prefer to pull questions together at the end of the afternoon, and as I said, by the time then all three speakers have spoken, we hope to generate some questions from you, some comments, and a bit of a debate. So to start with, I invite Heather Edwards to kick off the proceedings.